That was the prayer of St. Francis from the CD I mentioned earlier, Songs of Hope by Tom Kenzie and Joseph Herbert. Now, I mentioned that I asked the New Christy Congress, which has been held in Kildare and Loughlin on the 9th and 10th of March next. And joining me to chat about that and specifically about the Parallel Youth Congress is Yvonne Rooney, who is part of the youth ministry team in the diocese. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Brenda.
Now, tell me a little bit first about the Congress itself, the theme and the dates of the event.
Well, the Diocesan Eucharistic Congress, as you mentioned, it's entitled A Place at the Table. That's taking place on Friday evening, the 9th of March, and Saturday, the 10th of March. That will be located in Carlow College and in Carlow Cathedral. It'll begin on Friday evening around 7 p.m. with registration, and the programme for Friday evening will run until about 9:30. And then on Saturday, the registration will again be from 9. Programme begins about 10 a.m. and that will run right until the celebration of Mass in the Cathedral on Saturday evening at 6:15.
So it's very much starting sort of after most people have finished work on the Friday evening.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
a good idea
for people.
Yeah. Now, as I mentioned, there is a Parallel Youth Congress. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, on Saturday the 10th of March, then there's going to be a specific programme for young people, and that will begin at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. And the Youth Congress is going to have its own programme and designated space. So we're going to be located in St. Leo's College in Carlow.
Okay.
Throughout the day on Saturday, we'll have a variety of guest speakers, such as Baroness Nuala O'Loan. Father Peter McFerry is doing an input. Dublin GAA star Ger Brennan is coming down to share his faith story. And we have Father John Harris from the Irish Dominicans. He's going to be like hosting a kind of World Youth Day catechesis session.
Have the young people access to the workshops that are happening as part of the actual, you know, main Congress, or you're catering for them specifically in a different space?
Yes, Brenda, we're going to have a specific separate programme even for the workshops. Like, in addition to our speakers, we'll have music throughout the day by Alation Ministries, and then a selection of workshops for the young people to choose from. We actually have workshops with themes such as drumming, there'll be prayer and meditation, there'll be faith and media with Andrew O'Connell, there'll be a workshop on how does God speak to young people, that's been given by Madges Ireland. And of course, the International Eucharistic Congress are coming to give information and workshops on the event up in Dublin in June and how we can all participate in that. So the programme for youth, I suppose, is quite separate from the adult programme. We join together in the morning and we'll come back together in the evening for the celebration of Eucharist. But throughout the day, the programme for youth will be quite distinct and quite separate.
Mm. And that Youth Day on Saturday, what age does that apply to?
We're inviting young people from the age of 16 to about 25.
Okay.
And I suppose we're inviting really young people that have journeyed with the diocese before in youth ministry, maybe people who've been to World Youth Day, people who are participating in their John Paul II Awards, those taking part in the MEHL programme. We're really inviting them, but we'd be delighted if just the young people in all of our parishes across the diocese who maybe haven't had opportunities to come together to explore their faith in the youth setting. We're particularly keen that some of those kind of young people would come along and experience this for the first time.
So this would be a nice first taste. Someone is maybe thinking of joining a parish youth group, or maybe looking at World Youth Day next year. This might be a starter, you know, between now and sort of the Eucharistic Congress and next year.
Absolutely, yes. A really good way, yeah. Good place to start.
Now, did I hear as well that you're doing something for the schools as well on the Thursday before?
That's right, yeah, we're having a schools congress specifically for senior cycle students in the post-primary schools in the diocese. So the booking for that programme is through their school, but we hope to have about 500 students attend that day. And again, the programme is similar. We have Elation Ministries providing the music. We have a lot of keynote speakers that day. We have some hip-hop dancing. We have dramas for that day. It'll be a really good programme that day as well. And all the schools in the diocese are invited and encouraged to take part in that day.
Yeah, so a lot of work between now and then, I'd imagine, putting it all together.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, is it free of charge? Is the school's day and the other day free of charge?
Yes, they're both free of charge, but booking is essential for both days.
Yeah. And how can, obviously the booking for the school's day is through the schools, but if somebody listening just wants to go themselves or with a group of two or three friends, how do they go about booking?
Well, if you're interested, if a young person's interested in attending, they can book firstly through their own parish if that's convenient for them. Parishes do have the youth brochure, and there's a booking form, a registration form as part of that. But booking's available online, which is really convenient for the young people. They can book through the Candle website, candle.ie/congress. Or they can just download the booking form from there if they're under 18, because I'm afraid 16 and 17 year olds will need parental signature. And then we have a Facebook, so you can find us on Facebook as well at Kildare Loughlin Youth Congress. And in addition to that, I'm happy to give information or help with any bookings. My email is yvonne.rooney@candle.ie, or you can call me at Faith Development Services in Carlow on 059 9164 084.
And Yvonne, do you have any idea of numbers that you're going to expect, or are you catering for a number that you hope for that will come on the Saturday?
At the minute, the invitation has gone out and we have a few bookings. Bookings are we're hoping that everyone will book by the 27th of February. But at the minute, there's no limit on our numbers. We hope maybe 100-200. If more come along, that's great. I know certainly we've had contact from several youth groups and parish groups and schools that are saying, yeah, we definitely want to send young people that day. So the interest has been very good and the feedback's positive so far, but we don't have our bookings in yet for the day.
Yeah, and there isn't anything for kind of for junior cycle in secondary school. This is specifically for senior cycle and MEHL in the school context.
Yes, it is. And yeah. I suppose maybe for the junior cycle, there's certainly really good resources for the post-primary junior cycle on the Congress website, the IEC website.
Yeah, and for anyone listening who's wondering, are the primary schools involved? There is an altar cloth little program, and there's information about that up on the website as well. So the primary schools aren't being left out, just to say that. So in terms of the preparations in general for the main Eucharistic Congress in June, have you an idea of the numbers of young people that are going to be coming from the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin? Well, you know, I know there's a separate, it's similar in the main Congress. They're running a separate, what they call youth track, to the main Congress event. Have you any sense of the number that you're expecting from Kildare and Loughlin?
I suppose maybe even after the 10th of March we'll have a better idea when we see the response to our own Congress at local level, but certainly we have the invitation out there as well, and we're starting to think about the bookings for that. We've actually have pastoral plan coming in place now. We're calling it in the diocese Journey to Croker, and we're inviting young people to join up for that now in the weeks ahead, and they would be the young people that we hope then will travel to the youth programme, the youth space in RDS in Dublin, and then as well obviously to the closing mass in Croke Park. So we definitely are going to have a group, but the numbers of that group yet, I suppose we're not too sure about.
And this Diocesan Congress really is all about sort of really focusing in people's attention that this, you know, huge event is happening in June, and that there is a journey that has been taking place now for a couple of years around the country. So it's to get people, I suppose, focused in and then get them to action from that to do bookings, etc. for June.
Yeah. Think about coming to Dublin then in June, yeah.
Now, is it too early to talk to you or to ask you about World Youth Day 2013?
Well, we are making some investigations. We have a little research underway. We do hope Kildare and Loughlin will have a group going out to Rio. At the minute, we're looking, obviously, Brazil is much further than Madrid last summer, so cost is going to be a lot higher. And we're looking at locations for days in the diocese. What are the possibilities there? And what length of time in terms of duration for the pilgrimage, how long would we be going for? So the wheels are in motion, but we've no concrete plans yet. I would hope before the summer we will have that, because obviously young people will have to save and have to financially plan for that as well year ahead.
And I mean, hopefully the cost won't be too prohibitive for people, because you did have a very successful group who went to Australia a couple of years ago as well. So
absolutely, and I think if we begin early enough, that's why we hope this side of summer we would know our plan and know our cost, so that young people could budget for that and get their fundraising and get their finances, you know, together for it.
I would imagine it's going to be quite an event in Rio. I think I'm going to be very tempted myself to go, because my own daughter will be just about World Youth Day age. So I think it would be an amazing.
Maybe a, Yeah, double trip out. Yeah, it'd be great.
Amazing first one to experience. I'm going to talk to you about this another time, but in relation to sort of youth ministry in the diocese, you know, it seems to be very vibrant. I mean, you're obviously at the coalface. I mean, how are things in general in terms of young people? I mean, I you know, you hear the saying, oh, young people are the future of the church. And I know I get kind of quite frustrated by that at times because they're not the future of the church. They're very much the present tense of the church. And, you know, so how are things in terms of, you know, youth involvement and participation?
Yeah, well, I think it's all about reaching out to the young people and inviting them. I mean, if you can have things that are interesting for them, that are, you know, that are part of their culture and part of where they're at, you know, our response in Kildare and Loughlin has been positive in that when we're inviting them to take part in initiatives or to get involved or to come on pilgrimages to join their parish groups, the response can be good. But for a lot of young people, they're maybe just not making the connections, or they're not in touch maybe with a faith context or in their parish context. And it's just a case of we have to do the work to reach out to them and say, look, you know, you're welcome, you're valued members. We really want you to come along and be part of church today, you know, not down the line, not when you're older, but today.
And if somebody is listening, I mean, if there's a young person listening, as I said earlier, who might be looking for maybe something outside of school or that, how would they go about getting involved in the area of youth ministry in the diocese? What's the best first step for them to take?
Probably if they have a little Google on the Candle website. The Candle website has our details for the youth ministry team and some of the projects that we're taking part on, or even just touching base with their parish. But certainly my information's up there, and I would have an idea of how we can link into the different projects. There are youth groups in some of our parishes already, and the John Paul II groups are quite vibrant. The Mehill leaders are in the area. So right throughout the diocese, we do have a network of young people that are keen to reach out and bring other young people on board, you know?
Yeah. As I said, I know it's very vibrant, and long may it continue. We have to leave it there, Yvonne. Just before you go, will you give us just remind us of the details of that website and Facebook page for the Diocesan Youth Congress in March?
So the website is the Kildare and Loughlin website. So it's Candle, www.candle.ie, and that's Candle spelt with a K. And then the Facebook page is Kildare Loughlin Youth Congress.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much, Yvonne, for joining us, and we hope you get plenty of bookings for the event. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you very much. That was Yvonne Rooney from the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin, and that website again is www.candle.ie. Now it's time for some more music, and this is a gorgeous song by Camilla Kerslake called Sleep Song.